Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mullen Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, longtime contributor on this station, and of course, a dear and valued friend. Big Zay!
Hey, Brad!
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of talk about Mitchell Trubisky. He is the quarterback of your Chicago Bears, and he is a guy that spoke to the media yesterday, talked a lot about the trials and travails of that first game, and talked about having patience. And as a metaphor, patience with a quarterback is an interesting thing, because I don't think we show it much, but I do believe that it is important, and especially when you talk about player development, Mitchell, not the finished product, relatively inexperienced, and yet I think he's being compared to every young quarterback in the NFL on a regular basis, and there are those that are skeptical, especially on the national, point of view. What's your take on his performance yesterday and where he's at for this game?
Well, I think he... I think you give him credit. He didn't shy away from any of the questions or issues or parts of his game that were subpar against the Packers. And he, was talked about it, analyzed it, and was pretty open. So I think from that standpoint, he was impressive yesterday. And it's clear that he's got a very good understanding of where the improvement needs to start, and I'm sure that it's all stuff that the coaches have gone over with him throughout the week, but he's definitely also displaying some self-awareness, which not every player at that position has had over the years for the Bears, so that's a good start. But
you can't help yourself, man.
He's got to do it on the field. He's got to... Just his vision and his comfort level in the pocket were not where it needed to be. That being said, there are any number of things away from it being good enough for the Bears to win last Sunday night. Fuller catches that pass. Maybe they have a different play call here or there. Trubisky makes one different play. They win that game, and the effort he put forth is enough for them to walk away with the W. But when you watch it, or when you watch it live, if you go back and rewatch it, the offense clicks and really hums on the first two possessions, and then it was a bit of a struggle after that. Although they did do a nice job of hanging on to the ball.
Part of that awareness, too, Brad, I think, is knowing when to get rid of the ball. When you sense pressure, it's not running into sacks, it's running away from them or throwing the ball away.
Yeah, or butt fumble with your right tackle.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, the offensive line overall, I think, didn't do a bad job of protecting him. I thought it was probably adequate. They can probably improve, certainly. It was their opener as well. But I was a little concerned yesterday only because you see Kyle Long's name appear on an injury report after – with an ankle injury, and you just say, well, okay, is this the beginning of anything? Did you know this? What do you think?
I think my guess is that's the original big injury that he got in Tampa, and that it's kind of a maintenance day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. Listen, that's a Wednesday practice. A Thursday practice heading into a Monday night game.
Right.
So you got a long ways until kickoff, and I think it's such that they've just got to monitor health for him. He had the off season surgeries on the shoulder, the neck, the elbow, but I believe the ankle's still probably maybe the biggest issue for him, based on the significance of that injury when it happened. back in the second half of the 2016 season.
You're listening to Mully and Haw on The Score, and this segment is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, O'Reilly and Big Z, as we sit here and talk about a Monday night game, and you mentioned the amount of time and all the things that can happen. How quickly can Roquan Smith get acclimated to what is going on the field there? And obviously, he's going to do a week of practices. He flashed speed and some of the good things that you see physically from him. I don't know yet when he's ready to play. Could it be next? Could it be improvement this week, more plays this week? Could it be another week or two away? But, you know, eventually you figure that he and Mac and obviously Akeem are all going to be pretty damn good players for this team moving forward.
Yeah, Matt Nagy said yesterday that he believes he's earned some more playing time, Roquan Smith. So how does that work out? Is there some type of split where Kwiatkowski's still got involvement with what they're doing? That would be my guess. I don't know that they're going to go from eight snaps to here you got every single one of them this week. But maybe it's more of a split, 50-50 down the middle, or they'll have a defined idea for, okay, Roquan's going to be doing this, and in this package or with these calls, we're going to have Nick out there. But I certainly expect to see more Roquan Smith on the field Monday night. And yes, sooner rather than later, he'll be the starter. Whatever they do with the playing time this week and the following week, and obviously what we saw last Sunday night in Green Bay, that's not going to derail the guy's chances for Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's going to get the bulk of the playing time at that position this season, and hopefully he'll do well.
This segment with Brad Biggs brought to you by Bet Chicago. For betting and fantasy football coverage, download the app today and bet for free. So, Brad, offensively, you know, a lot has been made about all the weapons the Bears accumulated and added in the offseason. Trey Burton wasn't a guy that got the ball a lot, targeted at him a lot on Sunday. Do you think that was just a product of the game plan? Do you think the Packers were doing anything special? And do you expect that to be something that's a point of emphasis moving into the next week? Because he's a guy that obviously, you know, you can count on.
Yeah, one catch for Trey Burton on a nice corner route out of, I believe, six targets he ended up total with in the game. But you think back on it, it's not like Trey had any drops or anything like that. So I think they've got to do a better job of getting Trey an opportunity to make a play. Could he have been a target on some of those plays that broke down that they sort of abandoned quickly? I suppose it's possible. You know, I've gotten questions this week, are they going to get the ball to Tariq Cohen more? And my reaction is they got a $14 million a year wide receiver, and they got this tight end that was so targeted that they knew this was the guy they wanted before the Pace and Nagy took off from Kansas City to fly to Chicago. So I'd focus more on what they're going to do to get those two guys the ball. Cohen will get his touches, obviously, and is a dynamic player in this offense. But if you're paying Robinson $14 million a year and Burton's getting what he is, which is $8 million a year, you want to see the ball and the offense, the passing offense anyway, kind of run through those players.
It's really kind of interesting to look at some of the games this weekend, because obviously, you know, you got a rematch of the AFC Championship game. That should be a good one. But the Vikings at the Packers is really, I think, one that will excite Bear fans, because obviously you got to get through those teams. Aaron Rodgers, we don't know. You know, we know how great the comeback was in the opener. We don't know that he's going to be available. They're still, I think they took it off the board in Vegas. What are you looking for out of that game, Brad? Because that's going to be definitely one to watch.
Yeah, well, I'm just how the Minnesota offense continues to perform with Kirk Cousins. You know, how does that thing sort of begin to take shape? And then, you know, what happens if Rodgers plays? Is he, you know, close to where he needs to be to really attack a defense like the Vikings have, which is one of the very best in the league? And if he doesn't play, can Green Bay manage to keep it close? It's at Lambeau Field, so that'll help a little bit. But I'm not real sure about Kizer as a legit number two in the NFL right now. So they could be in trouble, they certainly will be in trouble if Rodgers is out for any period of time. So, you got to see what's going on with that knee and determine what's going to happen, because that'll obviously have a big impact on the division. We knew that when we saw him climb on that cart.
That's right.
Last Sunday night, and boy, this could really affect the race in the NFC North, even at this early juncture in the season.
If Kizer has to play, that could get ugly. I mean, with that defense and the
If he's had a week of practice, it'll be a different story.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, it won't.
Well, the Vikings have the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Yeah.
The only thing that could keep that close, in my opinion, would be if the Green Bay defense stepped up and played really well.
Why was the Defensive Player of the Week not Khalil Mack? No, we'll let that go. Are you making a pick, or are you waiting until Monday?
Let's do it Monday. Okay. Let's have some suspense over the weekend. Yeah,
I like it.
Get everybody, sleep on it?
Well, you want everyone to lose badly this weekend and then tune in to Big Z on Monday to find out
good.
How to get
that's
well.
That's good. Brad wants to see how Brandon Marshall is going to respond to treatment and what kind of week of practice he has.
All right, Big Z.
All right, Brad. Have a good weekend.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care, buddy. That is Brad Biggs.
Let's wait till Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.